A code red for humanity. Those words of the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres give the Irish Times its lead headline. The Secretary General was referring to the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, which warns that major climate disruption is inevitable and in many instances irreversible. The Times says the report has led to widespread calls for more ambitious targets to be adopted by global leaders. Not least the call from Mr. Guterres, who is quoted as saying, "This report must sound a death knell for coal and fossil fuels before they destroy our planet." The Irish Independent on its front page quotes the director of the UN Environment Programme, Inger Andersen, who said, "Nobody is safe and it's getting worse, faster." "Ireland is not immune to the fallout from major climate change," says the Irish Examiner headline, quoting experts here reacting to the report. "We have never faced a greater challenge," says the paper in an editorial. The UN report should finally provoke action, says the editorial writer in The Independent. And in an opinion piece on the Facing page, Ciarán Cuff, Green Party MEP, writes that the time to act against climate change is right now. "It can be a good news story," he says, pointing to such measures as retrofitting our homes, developing massive offshore wind farms and making our cities, towns and villages safer to walk and cycle so that we don't have to use a car for everyday journeys. In the Independent's lead story, it is reported that landlords are abandoning the rental sector and selling off rental properties in significant numbers in an attempt to cash in on the lucrative property market. On a related note, the Times reports that a three-bedroomed house built in 2018 as part of an affordable housing scheme for low- and middle-income workers in Ballymun, North Dublin, is being offered for sale on the private market at a markup of almost 50%. The estate was built by a housing co-op, O'Coolan Co-Housing Alliance. The Examiner leads with the report that the health service is swinging straight from a COVID crisis into an overcrowding crisis. The number of people waiting on trolleys is now at its highest level since the outbreak of the pandemic in March last year, the paper says. The Irish Daily Mail's main story is the apology by the newly elected Labour TD Ivana Bacik for having attended what the paper calls a controversial soiree held by former Minister Catherine Zappone at the five-star Merian Hotel in Dublin. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the open-top bus parade planned for Dublin woman Kelly Harrington on her triumphant homecoming after winning a boxing gold medal at the Olympic Games. There's a large poster of Kelly, free with the Irish Daily Star, and another one of her and the other medal winners in The Independent.